Fleuve Pas, who is one of the co-pastors from the Karen Baptist, is going to read our scripture today. So I'll invite Fleuve Pas to come forward. She'll be reading in the Karen language, so we'll invite you to follow along in your Bibles. John chapter 3, verse 9 to 21. John chapter 3, verse 9 to 21, found on page 96 in your pew Bibles.
Pagpadugan at ko lisaski tito o flower peli yuhasadot asapo kui tilakisita li yuhasadot asapo kui tilakisita sani kdimu koto sada rasiba o tani dphama tagati dile yesu koto sada rasiba o nerai neme matra le israela apudo Tada pai ni tati nyaba. Yisiba tebana to tolulu. Pukututa lebeti nya do pu u batata lebeti. Do tutihi neba pata u pata neba. Ta ole hoko yisiba tu do tu mita naba do. Ta ole muko ne yimisiba tu do tu kena dile. Do pua lele tobas. Do what the letter basu muko not a gaba. Let her tap while a hello le muko. Wakin your po quale over le muko to gailo. Do some mushi you talk goo le poa mukin a thone. Wakin your po quack about a you talk or dini though. Dito kayab while let suki naki or taga la lani. Kenita mutu you le olo. Agedi e yo ai ha ko po ti la ku po kwa o ta ga ko di to ke ye bwa la su ke na ke o ta ga la la ni ati ta ha go te ge do ke ni ta mu o thu yo lo agedi e te me ba yo me lo po kwa su ho ko e di to a ke si nya ho ko po ba me di to ho ko po ka ba ta u ke kho ke le o lo Wale suki naki oni, te bambata si nyoba. Mimi pwale, ati suti na oni, bata si nyo keke ni ilo. Age di I, te naba yuwa apu kwa taka kwa mi balo. Dota si nyo mie I, takapo helo le hoko. Dopo wange nyo etaki ani takapo tikilo. Age di I, atama mie urto lo. Kiyeb agedi I kiyeb wale mata erta totega la lani tahita kpo dodi to atama tu te bata tu kotege do tehe basuta kpo oba mimi wale amati ta mita toni di to amata ko opla le amawele yua abudo hewe suta kpo ulo asabu kisite Mimi, Wale, Mata Mita Tony, Dito, Akamata Oplale, Amale, you are Abudo. Here was Sutakapo, Olo. W.
This too is the word of the Lord. I'm going to invite Chloe, who's going to be doing some translating for me, to just come up front and get situated. Chloe is our faithful translator as we work with the Karen Baptist week after week, month after month. So, Chloe, I'll just invite you to get ready. Yeah. Now, the Karens gave me... Beautiful coat. So not to be outdone by Chloe, I thought I ought to wear my Christmas gift. I'm just going to say a few opening comments about our text today, and then Chloe and I will translate this message on Lenten love. Are the speakers okay for the choir? Just a few comments as we spend some time with John 3. John 3:16 is a pretty famous verse, and we see it on placards, maybe at stadium games, and it's the most out-of-context used verse of all the scriptures. It just ends up getting thrown out there in people's faces. And yet we sometimes forget, what is the context? What's the location of John 3:16? And it's plunked right in the middle of a conversation. It's Nicodemus, this religious guy, this religious ruler, who in the darkness of night almost sneaks out to Jesus and wants to have a conversation with Jesus. And he's almost sheepish in his approach to Jesus, and the way he words his things and his questions, you could almost imagine that he's framing it like those people who go, "I'm just asking for a friend, but I'm wondering..." And that's kind of the context, because he's a religious leader, and the religious leaders aren't that happy about all this stuff that's going on with Jesus. Jesus talking about speaking on God's behalf. Jesus saying, "I'm the Son of God." Jesus turning the water into wine and doing these miracles that seems to be amazing the people, but it's making the religious leaders very uncomfortable and even moved to anger and distrust. And so this is the context that we get plunked into with a verse like John 3:16. And there's a few things, and I've noted some of those things even on the back of your bulletin, that as we follow the way of love in the world, the way of Jesus in the world I've talked about, but today let's phrase it as we follow the way of love in the world, what does love do? Love gives, for God so loved the whole world that he gave his only son. Love saves, in verse 17, that the world might be saved through him. In verse 18, we note that we're condemned already in this broken world, but Jesus brings this word of hope, that we might be saved through him. Thirdly, that love lights. And if we move into verse 19, we see these interesting and great, but maybe mysterious phrases about light and darkness. And this is the book of John, this cosmic kind of out of this world gospel that we've been reading over the past couple of weeks. The light has come into the world, we read in verse 19. We are not left in the dark. And Jesus, in verses ahead in John 8, will say, "I'm the light of the world." But he doesn't leave it as that, as this big cosmic, moment. Instead, Jesus also says, you are the light of the world. We read that in Matthew 5. A city on the hill cannot be hidden. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. And I think that's the beauty of the Christian religion, is that it's a religion that isn't content with just basking in divine glory, but we recognize that we are a sent people, sent to be upon the wind of the Spirit, sent to be the presence of the living Christ, who, like I quoted last week, calls us to live this joyful nonsense. What might seem foolish in the world is wise in the eyes of God. The last movement in following this way of love is noting that love works. In Ephesians 2:10, we read, "For what we are, God has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life." Ephesians 2:10? Are you catching up with me?
Okay. Now you're gonna...
Yeah, now you can translate.
Okay. There were lalle episco key sabo de cinema. Come on, because I were dealing with deep made at the dealer with a cassa cree couple of time. la ke duket ha da pa tao mu aklo klerma.
This love of God and love of Christ works in the world through us.
Kabya kasaywa ta e do krita ane mitama gi weda la bugomo.
This is a noble calling for those of us who have been made alive together with Christ
by grace.
What might be our work in the world? If love gives, how do we give? If love saves, how do we speak words of saving grace to one another? If love lights, how do we be a people of light in places of darkness? Nicodemus is maybe like us.
So Nicodemu tau mune logadido puam.
Sometimes we are in places of doubt or we are in places of unbelief. Let us be challenged like Nicodemus was to live into the light rather than being content with living in the darkness. God so loved the world that he gave. God is on the move. God is the creator of the giving, the saving, and the lighting. Perhaps today this story will remind us to be generous givers. Perhaps today this gospel story will remind us to be a people of saving grace. Perhaps today this story reminds us to be temples of light. We read in chapter 3, verse 21, that those who do what is true come to the light so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God. Deeds done in God. As we keep on following the way of love, may we hear the words of God saying, "Well done, good and faithful servants, for your deeds done in God." Let us pray together. We pause for a moment and think of the love and grace that showers on us, creating us in his image and likeness, making us his temple. Jesus, you speak to us through the words of the gospel. May we respond to your call today. Teach us to recognize your hand at work in our daily living. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Amen.